It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how's it going on this Marquesas Monday?
I'm doing all right, Jake. It's baseball season.
Back in the bat.
You know what? I'm rooting for the Tigers to lose all the rest of their games. April Fools, I'm actually rooting for them to win all the rest of their games.
Oh, that's so funny. That's such a good joke. I love
think I
April
had you
Fool's
go in
Day.
There for a minute. You should have seen the look on your face, I assume, because we are not doing video chat.
I could feel it. I was like, whoa, what is he talking about? What is this? Is this a bit or is he serious? Is he rooting against, you know, when you like do sports bets against your own team so that you can feel good either way? Is that what he's doing? But no, you are actually April Fool's-ing me,
like,
and I'll tell you, I do feel like a fool's.
Oldest trick in the book, and you fell for it.
You do any fun April Fool's pranks today for the people around your life?
I think at one point I pretended, like, somebody asked me to do, like, I offered to help someone with something at work, and then as I was starting to help them with it, I said, you know what, actually I'm not going to help you with this.
That's good.
And then I went, that's really, or I think funny. What I said was, April Fools, I'm actually not going to help you with this. And then I said, April Fools, actually I am.
The double April Fools.
The double April Fools. So yeah, that's, tell me if I've been a little bit of a prankster today.
Oh man, a regular George Clooney. Tell me if you think this is a prank or just a real moment of concern. My brother texted me that he's going to be flying Frontier Airlines. Is that a joke?
Please tell me it's a joke.
Say psych. Please say psych.
Please say psych. No, I think that's sadly all too real.
Oh, God. More like all too well, the Taylor's version.
All too well, Ian's version.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, she's got a big fan on this show we know as Survivor 46. Thomas, did you watch Survivor 46 last night?
Sauce from spill, I don't do bummy. Shoes are so much shots in town, the neighbors think I'm Andy Murray. Now all this food in my tummy.
Yeah, I wonder if there's some numbers connection. Like, maybe the fact that Charlie's on season 46 says something about, like, what the next Taylor's version release is going to be.
Doesn't she have an album called 23?
No, isn't that Adele?
No, Del
maybe
Bazin?
She does. Maybe she does. I don't.
Let's see what Taylor Swift is up to these days.
What number albums? I know she has 1989. What other number albums does she have?
Oh my God, Thomas, did you watch Survivor 1989 last night? Nice to meet you. Where you been? One of my favorite jokes when Blade Runner 2049 came out was, I haven't even seen Blade Runner 2 through 2048.
That's a great joke. I think a good joke with Taylor Swift would be, if anyone ever talked about 1989, to pretend that you thought they were talking about the Bowling for Soup song 1985.
1989.
So anyone's like, yeah, that's my favorite. You're like, oh yeah, Springsteen, Madonna. Yeah, I like that one too.
Way before Nirvana, there was Taylor and Swifties. What's the word? Albums. That's what I'm looking for. Taylor Swift, Reputation, 1989. The Tortured Poets Society, Lover, Red,
that's,
Midnight,
look,
Folklore,
I just want to put it on record that
now.
I think that's a really annoying album title.
Which one?
The Tortured Poets Society.
It feels very try-hard compared to the rest of hers, honestly. Most of these are just single words.
I feel like she has, like, pretty regular album titles for the most part, and this is doing too much.
Pretty regular, because one of them's called Red.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she's also got 1989 Taylor's version, Fearless Taylor's version, Speak Now Taylor's version, Red Taylor's version, Lover, Live from Paris, Speak Now World Tour, Live from Clear Channel, CMT Crossroads. Okay, these are no longer albums.
Jeez, Charlie over here.
Okay, so she does not have an album called 23. We'll figure it out by the end of the season. What we need to talk about this week is the episode title, which was called Tiki Man. Tiki Man.
I like it.
I'm surprised they've never used that one before. I think it was cute, and I liked it. Tiki Man. Like the little idol they had over on Yanu, everybody is sad that they're down to three, but happy that it is the three of them. Understandable.
Yep. makes me think of the Presidents of the United States of America song, Tiki God. It's a fun one.
The Yanu being down to three reminds you of that.
No, the Tiki Man does.
Mm-hmm. And then over on the Green Tribe, what were they called again, Thomas?
They're the Sega Tribe.
Not like that. Say it right.
Sega.
Thank you. Ben read the Motley Crue biography in middle school. Is that surprising?
No.
The women get suspicious of Ben pulling Charlie to the side. They're like, my baby. Then we get another song title off, but it was much more quick. Thank you for that. Then they do Salsa Lessons. Just a really fun segment from Sega.
Some fun vibe. They're never going to go to Tribal Council. They're going to be friends forever.
Just the fun vibe tribe. Over on Nami,
Sega is kind of a vibe. Hunting. I'm always saying this.
Sega is such a vibe tribe, and they're even saying it so much in the show. They're telling us, so it has to be true. Anytime anybody's like, I'm on the vibe tribe, I'm like, well, that must be the vibe tribe then. Everybody goes idol hunting on Nami. Venus finds Hunter looking and calls him her meat shield. I love this as a potential alliance. It probably isn't going to happen, though. No. Hunter finds the beware advantage once Venus leaves. See? Can't trust anybody. Like, somebody just be nice to Venus, please.
You know, I think this is one of those things where, like, maybe it would help if Venus was nicer to others. Also, maybe.
Why?
Instead of being weirdly Why would confrontational she need to be nice all to the others? Time.
Okay, but she's hot. She's allowed to do that. She's hot and skinny. She can do what she wants.
All right. Fair enough.
What? Over on Yanu, they complain about having a hard time. Oh, boo-hoo. Survivor is hard. That's like complaining that you're bored in traffic. You got in traffic. Q is considering quitting, given, you know, the verb and his name.
I don't know, Jake. I feel like it's more like complaining about if they were stuck in traffic for like 5 days and everyone else has been able to get through just fine without getting stuck in traffic.
No, changing lanes is a bad idea. I'm going to stay in this lane. It's going to speed up one day. Q is considering quitting because his name is Q and Q winning starts with Q. That's what I was trying to say. But he's actually playing it up to keep Kenzie from playing her shot in the dark. I guess this is a strategy now. Faking wanting to quit so nobody plays the shot in the dark. But I feel like eventually people are going to catch on.
Yeah, there's a bit of an expiration date on this strategy.
Yeah. Oh, Q, I thought you wanted to quit yesterday. Oh, I changed my mind now that we've merged. Like, what? Okay. The Toronto International Film Festival is the swing vote. God, that's got to be a lot of people.
Yeah, it's really tough to, you know, the voting has got to take a long time.
Yeah. How many people vote in the Toronto International Film Festival? Is it the audience?
I don't know if it's an audience thing or a judges thing. That's a good question. Maybe I'm we should ask, you know, if they get like an exit interview on this, then maybe they'll tell us.
It is not a juried prize, but it is given. The film is the highest ratings. Okay, let me actually click into the link. The Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, often silenced as TIFF, lowercase, is one of the most prestigious and largest publicly attended film festivals in the world. We knew this all already, and now they're on the TV. People's Choice Award is based on audience ballot. So just anybody who is in Toronto whenever TIFF happens. Anyway.
Any old schmuck can just show up and vote.
Any old schmuck can show up. Any old schmuck's on Yanu now. The Only Old Schmucks Tribe. That's what they should have been called. They're doing all of this conjecture about who to vote for before they even do a reward challenge. Or a challenge at all.
Which is how you knew that they weren't going to go to tribal.
Yeah, right. Over on Sega, Tim can't shit. Good stuff. They still mad about somebody planting the beware advantage. Okay. Again, why do people hate fun on this show? Like, you complain about it being hard, but then you complain when people are having fun. So what do you want, people on Survivor?
I don't think they were having fun. I think you were having fun at their expense watching it.
Yeah, well, they're on a TV show, and I watch TV for fun.
Their lives are meaningless. They're like ants to me. Yeah. I would feel nothing exactly. If they died.
Tim knows that it was Jem who did this, but she does not admit it. She claims she's not tight with anyone. Well, she's playing really hard, huh? She's playing like she's coming to win.
Yeah,
Jem always tells them
that couldn't be a bad thing. It's not possible. I don't think anyone's ever played too hard to start a game. I think it's only been the opposite issue.
I think it's weird how Jeff is always like, oh, play like it's your second time. And then people just end up overplaying their hand and get themselves voted out.
Yeah, it turns out people notice when you do that.
Yeah. This is supposed to be the Vibe Tribe, actually. The winners of this immunity challenge get pastries and fruit as well. Very nice.
There were some croissants there, I bet, and I wanted them.
Mm-hmm. Jeff talks shit to Yanu. Claims losing this immunity sets a record for most losses in the new era. Who gives a shit? That's not anything.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Sorry, Jeff.
It's like saying, oh, you've scored the most three-pointers since 2017. Like, what? That's such a specific thing. They have to do a multi-level obstacle where they collect bags of sandbags and knock down targets with a slingshot. Okay.
You know I like it when they knock down the targets. It's always good.
Yeah. Only thing that could be better is basketball, and I'm sure we'll get some more.
Or gun. If they bring back the one cannon that they, like the air gun that they had.
Remember in Pearl Islands where they literally did have to, like, burn a pirate ship?
Yeah, that was so cool. You remember when they threw shurikens?
Yeah.
Survivor
remember
China?
When the show was so cool?
That was so beast. The show would never do that now.
Remember when they had to throw golf balls down a large mountain in Gabon? That was cool.
The show used to be so cool.
The show used to be so fucking cool. And we're not talking about did you watch Survivor last night. Hunter wins for Nami, obviously. Yanu takes second and they celebrate not losing. Then we get, of course, a post-game interview with Yanu, even though they won. I thought that these post-games were for the losers, but they're specifically for Yanu?
I think they got it because it was a big emotional moment because they won. Whereas before, the big story was, well, you guys are on a big losing streak. I think whoever the notable team is the one that gets it. And they've been notable for good and bad reasons, but mostly bad reasons.
And then Nami gets to send Hunter, Tim, and Q on the journey. I like this group. Hunter, Tim, and Q. Boys.
I do, too. I don't like the journey. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, nobody likes the journey. So on the journey, our boys all agree to work together and each bring in one more person come merge time. How's that for a plan? Boys' night out.
I think it's interesting, but it's especially interesting because it's one that no one has to commit to. Like, this is...
Yeah, of course.
But, like, worth a shot.
If that happens to work out, great.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Wonderful. But
Q doesn't lose anything by doing that. So, yeah, why not?
Well, what was it? Jelinski in the first one was like, well, I got to be honest with you guys because in 18 days we might be on the same beach. Again, overplaying. Okay, so they have to do a Survivor trivia quiz. Tim says he's confident, but his vote is too important. Tim, it's a good move. Good move from Tim. Hunter is the only one to compete. He has to arrange 20 logos in chronological order.
He had the same problem I had, which is that he did not watch them in order.
That's accurate. Do you think you could do it, though?
No.
Okay, I think I could. I'm going to we're doing a new segment called Thomas has to do super. Oh, wait, we already have a trivia segment, don't we? What's the trivia segment?
Isn't it called like Tom's Trivia or whatever?
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, so I'm going to give you two seasons, and you have to tell me which one came first.
All right.
Survivor.
Let's do it.
Survivor Millennials versus Gen X or Survivor Ghost Island?
Millennials versus Gen X came first.
Correct. Which came first? Survivor Cagayan or Survivor San Juan del Survivor?
I believe San Juan del Survivor did.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Which came first, Palau or Edge of Extinction?
Palau.
Correct. Which came first, Pearl Islands or All-Stars?
Pearl Islands.
Mm-hmm. Just one.
It came directly before it, right? So did you that just did every single one of them is just the first one is what I'm getting from
this? I'm just scrolling up and down, seeing which ones seem fun. Okay, how about this one? Survivor Borneo or Survivor 46?
Oh, this is really tough. Did Survivor 46 come first?
You're correct. It's kind of the number 23 of seasons.
Yeah, it actually works on a circular timeline. So this season will be immediately followed by Survivor Borneo.
Yeah, I wish. Imagine that's what they did for... Why didn't... Okay, we're not going to get into it. Survivor 41 or Survivor Borneo? This is kind of a trick question because it's actually the start of a new era. So which actually did come first? okay, 8 out of 20 is on F. F for Hunter. L in the chat for Hunter. I would have gotten 20 out of 20, obviously. It's an easy game if you've been watching this show since 2000 like I have. Over on Yanu, Kenzie enjoys the pastries with the International Film Festival of Toronto.
There was a split second where I thought that they were going to eat all of it while he was gone. And I was like, please don't do this to Q.
So fucking funny. I love if anybody would ever do that.
That's like a sitcom plot thing that would happen.
Jeff talks about all the time, and I guess everybody who watches the show talks about all the time, how you could like edit the show in a different way to tell a different story. I would love to see a sitcom edit. I guess that's kind of what we got with... who was that tribe a season or two ago with the blonde woman who was really kooky and Jam Jam and
Carson?
Carolyn. Krylin, yeah.
And that was kind of Carson?
Yeah. Cardad's son. That was kind of a sitcom.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm trying to think of like other funny seasons. Gabon, I guess, but I don't think that was intentionally funny the way they edited it. Yeah, no, I maybe is Survivor not a comedy?
The Spies Are Us season, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Spies Are Us. That's Cagayan. Are you thinking of Stealth Are Us?
Yeah, sorry, Stealth Are Us, yeah.
Yeah. With Philip Shepherd. Ariel and I are actually watching that season right now. What is that one called? Fans versus Favorites 2, Kara Moen. It is kind of funny, but some shit happens in it that's less than funny. Anyway, moving on. I should have given you two that you hadn't seen.
Yeah, that probably would have been a good idea.
Survivor Fans versus Favorites or Survivor Fans versus Favorites 2?
Oh, Fans versus Favorites?
Correct. And we'll be watching it next summer. Or I guess this coming summer. In a few months when Survivor 46 is over. Okay, so Q returns to the Yanu camp and Kenzie gets fire. They got the flame the moment she said the word spark in her talking head. That was some clever editing. Did you notice? Did you notice how they did
yes,
that?
Yes, I know. I noticed.
And did you think it was cool? Did you?
I thought I was very smart. But I thought I was like, I can't believe I noticed that. I'm so smart.
Smart guys only.
You should put me on Survivor. I'd be so good.
Over on Sega, everybody is nervous because they lost the challenge and haven't had to go to tribal council yet. You know, when it's only two tribes, people go to tribal council more often. Does Jeff realize that?
Yeah, it's almost like it's better.
Huh. And I'll say I love a Three Tribe season every once in a while. Brain versus Beauty versus Brawn, great one.
If you don't have a specific theme, though, it's like, why do it?
Well, the theme this year is don't trust anyone.
The don't trust and anyone tribes.
Everybody's nervous. Jem tells them that she wants to go idol hunting, but not as a group. Her next clue tells her that she has to do some math, and then she finds a key for the box. Charlie's angels want to take out Ben, but Charlie is so sad because they're friends now. Ben will literally kill his own daughter by somebody else's hand, Charlie. He seems to forget
that. You can't trust him.
You can't trust anyone.
Jem, his name's not Henry Gale.
Remember when he got on the speech and said, I'm Henry Gale from The Wizard of Oz. Oh, the Green Tribe, just like my hometown, the Emerald City. False. Falsehoods. Emerald City's not even real. It's actually Kansas City. Kansas City Chiefs, Taylor Swift and all that.
It's all connected. Charlie, Taylor's trying to warn you.
Not only Charlie from Survivor and Charlie from Lost, but also Charlie from It's Always Sunny. Charlie and Maria are the swing votes. Jem tries
to... Good place to be, honestly. They've positioned themselves pretty well.
Jem talks to Ben, but he doesn't give her anything.
Yeah, this was... I'm going to go ahead and say that... Because it really was looking like it was going to be Ben or Tim for a minute there. And I'm going to say probably not a good idea to go in and be extremely weird and aggressive to two straight people.
You don't think it's a good idea to walk around with a machete while trying to get somebody to on their side?
Menace your tribe mates and be like, I'm voting for whoever you vote for. Tell me who it is. Yeah. Look me in the eyes and tell me who it is.
Pointing a machete directly between their eyes. All right, Thomas, this week...
Yeah, this was...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, this is a pretty big meltdown episode, I thought.
Why do you say that?
Oh, no reason. Also, can I tell you something, Jake? Kind of like Ben. I think he's a good player.
I respect your opinion. I don't think I would enjoy being around him for too long. Okay, Thomas, we got to talk about these wildlife shots. There was just the one, well, technically two, but they were of the same animal, and that animal is your son, Roland the Bat. We've checked in with Roland the Bat already this season. Do you have any updates for us?
You know what? Roland likes Ben too, so how about that?
Okay. Well, we're going to actually combine wildlife shots, since we only had the one this week and it's something we've already talked about, with another favorite segment called Quote Squiz. So nasty that it's probably somewhat of a travesty
having me. Then he told the people you could call me your majesty. What type of bat are you?
Yeah.
You're a furry, flying, echolocating mammal, and I love that for you, bat emoji.
You're a furious, furry, flying, echolocating mammal. Okay, so I can't do it either.
BuzzFeed, we're here for quizzes, not tongue twisters.
This is by Vincent Dilio 5. Community contributor with only 510 points. That's all right,
what's
Vincent.
What's the Dilio, Vincent?
Great question. Where would you ideally spend your weekends? In the countryside, in the city, hiking through a forest, exploring caves.
You know it's in the city.
Vampires in the city. Vampire weekend, remember? I'm going to hike through a forest. I live in a city every day. I don't need the weekend. Toronto. Speaking of Toronto and the weekend. Okay. How do you like spending your free time? Exploring new places, hanging out with friends, enjoying nature, sleeping during the day and partying at night. Damn, these all sound great.
That's the rare kiss bat. Is the rock and roll all night and party every day bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be hanging out with friends.
I've got friends in high places, and those high places are mountains. I'm going to explore new places because there's a mountain on.
This feels like a real missed opportunity to show some bats, like, hanging upside down next to each other or hanging out with friends.
You have to build up to the bats. So then when you get to the end, it's like, you're this kind of bat. Then you get to see the bats. You know? And then you're like, oh, cool, bats. Which of these colors would you paint your room? Light brown, gray, a combination of these, dark brown.
These are all bad choices, but I guess I'll say light brown.
You know, variety is actually the spice of life. I'm going to pick a combination of these. Oh, hell yeah. Special wildlife edition of Quopsquidge. What is this segment called? Quopsquidge?
We were, like, poisoned before this episode. We're both tired.
Yeah, a long weekend. I went to a White Sox game 2 days ago, and somebody made fun of me, so...
It's been a real... It took a real toll on you emotionally. You're still recovering from that. From the woman in the bathroom that was talking shit about you.
Yeah, I can't believe that would happen. I can't believe someone would say that. And it's also a cool jacket. Like, what's your problem, dude?
Which insect is the coolest? It's so funny to be, like, the nerve of this guy wearing a Pistons jacket.
On March 30th in Chicago, obviously I'm going to be wearing a jacket. What are you talking about?
There should be a law.
Here, if you want me to wear something that's not Pistons, go buy me a Tigers jacket from the merch station. I saw plenty of them on the sidewalk before we walked in.
I don't think that's what the issue was. I don't think the issue was that you were not wearing a Tigers jersey. I think they didn't like the Detroit part of it.
Yeah, I heard Detroit sucks. When we walked into the stadium, there's all these people like lining the sidewalk selling little bottles of booze out of their cooler, right? Because Chicago's a cool city that is always chill. And my dad whispers to me, can you drink alcohol on the street in Chicago? I was like, yeah, if you're cool, what are you talking? Why are you asking? Obviously. I mean, technically it's probably illegal, but like, be chill, you know? That's what I said to him. My dad and I were at it all weekend.
You know what I think, Jake? I think that they should change the name of that ballpark again to Guaranteed Hate Field. Because people were spreading hatred by making fun of your jacket. Anyway, let's talk about these insects.
Yeah, read them off to me.
Beetles, mosquitoes, flies, moths.
They got them all here. I'm going with beetles. I think they're weird and I'd like them.
I like beetles too.
Yeah, I like beetles. I almost went with flies, but flies can be obnoxious.
Jake, I gotta hear what you got.
You are confident and independent. You love exploring new places. You have a wide range of habitats that you can thrive in, especially... Oh, and you enjoy snacking on a variety of insects, especially beetles. And I've got a very cool picture of a bat flying over some water. It's being reflected in the pool of water. It's a big brown bat. What did you get?
You are very sociable and love hanging out with your friends. You enjoy spending time in forests and caves, and you have a particular taste for small flying insects. You got little brown bat. He's just a little guy. He looks really cute.
I love that. Okay, so rolling the bat, we're one of you now. At Tribal Council, they reiterate the false beware advantage. That's great stuff. We all love it. Jeff says you can't write his name. He's there forever. Hated this. Everybody should be able to vote on Jeff.
Was he saying that in response to, was it Jen that was like, I don't know who to vote for. Can I write your name down? And Jeff should have been, because I know Jeff hates it when people do that. He should have been like, get her out of here. Yeah. We're not doing Tribal Council. Jen's off the show.
The producers off camera are already writing down all of the Jem votes. Like, nope, this is who you're voting for this week.
Not so funny now, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted to vote for Jeff? How about we do a little April Fool's on that kerning and make it into a Jem vote?
It's like, do you remember in the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire PC game, if you put in Regis Philbin as your name, he would get really mad at you for doing it?
I do kind of remember that. My favorite getting the game getting mad at you is the Clue FX, or as we like to call it, racist.
The racist British man.
When you put your character on a space when you're not supposed to, it will announce, "I don't believe you've. I've asked your opinion.
I don't only recall ever... asking for your opinion."
Yeah, but the thing is, it seemed he only ever did it to the one black character in the game. I found, racist. Probably. So Jem is voted out again because of racism. We're calling it out.
Yeah, that's what it was. It definitely wasn't anything to do with how Jem played.
They hate the race of chaos.
They hate who are entrepreneurs, they? The most insidious racism of all.
All right, let's talk about these points now. You had 17 last week. I had 16. You got a point for Maria surviving. Jem, RIP. Wish you had been able to take out Jeff. You got a point for Hunter surviving. I got a point for Venus Vafa surviving. I got a point for Nami winning reward. You got one for them winning immunity. And I got 1 point for Charlie turning on one of his angels. So you now have 20 points. I have 19. And did you see the preview for next week?
It's merge time.
It's merge time. Here's what I'm worried about, though. What if it's not actually merge time and the preview is bluffing and it's actually swap time?
If it's bluffing, I say that we pick for merge, and if it's bluffing, then it defaults to our original picks and we have the opportunity to pick again when the time comes.
I think that's fair. Okay, since you're winning, I'll let you go first. Who is your merge person?
Hunter or Maria? There's a lot of good choices. Them?
So many good choices. You love Ben now? Roland?
Picking Tiff.
Oh, the Toronto International Film Festival.
Yes.
I think that's a very strong choice.
I'm casting my vote for the Toronto International Film Festival.
Imagine going to the Toronto International Film Festival and being like, all of these movies were great. I'm going to give the People's Choice Award to the film festival itself.
I want to vote for the people that organized this for doing such a great job.
You all did great and deserve your recognition, too. It's not just about the filmmakers, also the event producers. I will... God, I was going to pick Jem, you know? But she couldn't even make it to the merge. I'll stick with Venus Vafa, you know? She stayed tried and true in this pre-merge segment. Okay, who's winning reward? And well, let's pick people here, and if it ends up being tribal reward, they just represent whatever tribe they're on.
Whatever tribe they're on. I'll say Tevin. Yeah. Tevin is going to win reward.
How have we not talked about Tevin all episode? Wow.
He, like, basically wasn't in this one.
Yeah, very Nami light episode, which I guess is fine. There's more going on Sega. I will say Hunter wins reward. What will that reward be? Boop, boop, doo, doo, boop, boop.
I'm going to say spaghetti.
Ooh, love a spaghetti. You know, Beyonce has a song called Spaghetti now.
Is it running out of song titles, or?
Sounds like it. I will say French toast. Who will win immunity?
I'm going to say Hunter's going to win immunity.
I'll say Q wins immunity. I feel like they're going to be... They should really join up, Hunter and Q. I know they went on that journey together, right?
Yes, they did.
Was it Ben?
It was Tim.
Tim, excuse me. Hunter, Tim, and Q. Yeah, boys. People are always threatened about a girls' alliance. Nobody's ever threatened by a boys' alliance. We want an all-boys' alliance to happen. That's why I'm keeping Venus Vafa around. But no, I think Hunter and Q would be smart to stick together because they're both going to be huge targets because of their athletic abilities in these immunity challenges, individual challenges. So if they, you know, modern day Ghost Island boys, what were their names?
That Dom was, and Wendell. Dom and Wendell, of course.
Yeah. Maybe they could be on the next season of Survivor Duos that you loved. Right? Who's getting voted out finally?
I'm going to say, this is tough. A couple of minds here. I'm going to say Soda.
I'm going to say Soda as well. Like Sega, but Soda. Okay, of course, you get a point if anybody calls Charlie my baby. And an extra point if they do it in an Australian accent.
There's a real chance that Maria is going to call him her baby at some point. I think that's,
it's looking more and more like
that's
it.
For true.
I'll get a point if Charlie turns on one of his angels. And an extra one if they had eaten eggs earlier in the episode. You'll get a point for Red Robin showing up.
You already got the point for turning on the angels, by the way. You don't get that every time that happens. This is a one-time deal.
But if the,
and
if
nobody
he
was eating eggs when he
that's why I only got
on
one
gym.
Point for it. If you
yeah,
were to have an issue
well,
with it, you should have brought it up beforehand.
You're not going to get another chance at the eggs. How about that?
How can you say that? They eat eggs all the time on this show. And I'll get a point if Old Spice ever shows up. Yum. 2019. Wow, what a year. 2019, the last good one. We already did Quopes quiz, so Thomas, what's your blue sky?
You follow me at Tom Dot. God damn it. You can follow me at tom.bsky.social.
Okay. Shows on Blue Sky 2, only fun survivor pod at bluesky.com. Or on YouTube, the only fun survivor podcast. And I'm sure that's easy to find, so you could also just type it into the URL bar. However, URLs are produced on, what is this website called? YouTube?
Yeah, this is the first time hearing of it. This is a new website?
It's my tube? Okay. Oh, like a tube television. I just got that.
You talking YouTube to me?
There we go. A good joke. What can people comment on YouTube, should they want to?
Ha ha ha, very funny smiley face.
And if they wanted to write a review on Apple Podcasts, what would they write?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Okay. Do you recall last week's poll? It was something Banu said to Jeff Probst and vice versa.
Oh, was it... Is your guru Jeff Probst or you?
Who's your guru? Jeff Probst received 13%. Myself got 13%. Banu Gopal got 38%. And the last 38% went to Fraser Crane.
That's right, baby.
Okay, so it is a tie, actually. Between Banu and Fraser, I think the only appropriate thing to do is who's actually your guru? Banu and Fraser cannot vote.
This is a runoff.
We're doing a runoff for guru. Guru runoff. Who's your guru, Banu or Fraser? We need to get to the bottom of this.
I know the answer for me. Obviously, Dr. Fraser Crane.
I think I'm going to abstain from this one, actually.
Yeah, you're just like...
Damn, I don't like either of these options. We have a few shows on...
The two-party system is an illusion. You're voting for the same guy.
Everybody's been saying Banu and Fraser are basically the same guy. We have a few shows on Patreon. None of them are about Fraser. You can find the shows at patreon.com/justpodcast. And Thomas, if you try to pitch me a Fraser show right now, I'm going to shoot it down. Do we already have a Fraser show?
We don't, but I did pitch you, did you toss salads and scramble eggs last night? So
that's what it was, yeah. I don't think we ever actually made the tier for that one.
That's fine, yeah. It's up to you whether you choose to create that tier or not, but...
We have 20 tiers to choose from.
In the meantime, I'm going to have 20 tiers at how sad I am for not having a Fraser Crane podcast on there. But the show must go on. And I think the show that it's appropriate to plug this week is Teal Time. Because we're standing up to hate.
For the Detroit Pistons stand to hate.
All the people at U.S. Cellular Field that were mean to you.
Yes, thank you. And it's actually called Guaranteed Hate Field now.
I forgot they changed the name twice.
Teal Time is only $3,000 a month. It still says zero members for some reason. It must be a glitch.
They got to update that.
But just below that, in terms of price, it is actually 99% off. It's Tony Shalhoub, speaking of Frasier, because he was on Wings. 99% off, only $500 a month, Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, it's a bargain. Normally, you would have to pay $500,000 for that.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything about Frasier other than Tony Shalhoub's show, so guess we'll just have to wait till we get to his episode of Wings, Thomas.
That's a real bummer.
Do you want to thank the fans?
I would love to thank the listeners. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Good luck and good night, because this is Did You Watch Survivor Last Nights? The new episode on in about 48 hours. I'll hopefully get this up in a decent amount of time. Okay, well, it is, crack of the bat, bases loaded, hate in the fields. Baseball's back, baby. Have a great summer.
Deuces.
I remembered the embarrassing thing that happened to me. It's not even embarrassing, and it didn't happen to
me. Okay, go.
But I am embarrassed on my own behalf. So I don't have a lot of Detroit Tigers gear, right? So I was wearing like an old Verlander shirt, but it's kind of ratty and old, so kind of cold out, so I was like, oh, I got to get a jacket. I don't have a Tigers jacket, but I do have a cool old Bad Boys era Pistons starter jacket. It's a little too small, but whatever. If I put my hands in my pockets, nobody's going to notice. The first guy at this game was like, hey, cool Detroit Pistons jacket. The Bad Boys rule, something along those lines. Obviously a Detroit fan.
You're off to a great start here.
I was like, this is great. And then somebody else was like, hey, cool Pistons jacket in the bathroom. I was like, oh, thanks, man, yeah. And then I come back down, and Ariel, who was also in the bathroom, was like, yeah, that lady was talking shit about you in the bathroom, about your jacket. She was like, who's this asshole with the Pistons jacket? And I'll tell you what, I was pissed off. I felt very sheepish. And then, as we were leaving, some bro caught my eye, was like, oh, yeah, the Pistons are really good. The Pistons are really good. I was like, yeah, man, they are. They're one of the greatest dynasties in the whole history of the game. The fuck are you talking about? And this jersey is cool, too. But yeah, White Sox will be. So then I was embarrassed that he made fun of my jacket.
Look, man, this is just the risk you run when you wear opposing gear to a Chicago game. Some people, I'm sure the Detroit fans all there were like, cool, man. And then some of them were talking shit about you in the. I like that someone was offended that you had a Pistons jacket. Like there aren't any Detroit. Like, they didn't see any other Detroit fans there. They just saw you. It's like, I can't believe they allowed him in here.
Forgot what I was going to say. Something else about this cool jacket. Anyway, great jacket. Too small. Probably for children.
You know what? I kept waiting for somebody to be like, child's jacket much to you, and apparently it was more just like people either liked that it was a Pistons jacket or they didn't. So I think you came out ahead on that one.
The first thing my dad said to me when I walked out was, is that your son's jacket?
That's such a good burn. Smarten up, Probst.